Michael Greer from Greer Financial Group is with us, and there are moments where I start to stress out and think, oh my God, I don't have enough money. I've got to find some way to make some money so that I can finally retire. And then usually that happens about the time the alarm goes off at 4 o'clock in the morning, the first alarm goes off. Like, what am I going to do going forward? I can't be alone in that anxiety.
No, not at all. Not at all. And the key is baby steps. You know, don't get overwhelmed. Or a lot of times people get paralyzed. They'll be like, oh, I'm too late. I've started too late. So they don't do anything. And then the next year they wake up and they haven't changed. So
I would wasted say, 12 months of potential growth.
Exactly. So yeah, the key is just to get started, get it all organized, get moving today. That's, you know, you can't start anywhere else.
Yeah. Well, what are you seeing if somebody's looking at options? What are the markets looking like? Are we still on
so,
a roller coaster?
Well, this week and last week has been, you know, kind of a steady up, down, a little bit trending to the up. Stock futures today are up a little. We've got bank stocks earnings that are coming out. We've got JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, all the big banks are going to post their earnings. The estimates looks like, or at least people feel like they're going to be profitable. So that's probably going to have a positive impact. But you know, again, we've got so many other weird variables out there in the economy and in our country and the world. So caution is still, you know, I wouldn't throw everything in there. Mm-hmm. Something interesting I came across this morning is there was a study by, and I'm going to mutilate his name, Danling Yang, professor at Stony Brook University. He said that unpleasant weather may trigger psychological and physiological reactions to investors. So it's funny because he's not the only one. Back in 93, they did a study. In 03, they did a study. Looks like rainy days, the markets don't do as well as sunny days.
Well, isn't that really? It's that basic?
yeah. It's like optimism is higher on sunny days, and there are multiple studies that show that can have an impact. So days of the week are another thing. A lot of times, you know, people on Fridays when earnings come out, there's not as much of a reaction because people just aren't paying as much of attention. They're like, I'm out of here. I'm taking an early weekend.
Right, okay. Well, that's like politics. So, you dump the bad news on Friday because 50% of the people will never hear about it if you do.
Exactly.
Interesting observation. Michael Greer from Greer Financial Group. Listen, Michael, every time we talk, folks call me and say, oh, how do I get a hold of Michael? Let me tell you, it's 427-7784. If you need some good advice, some hand-holding, you know, maybe a recalibration of what you're doing. This is what Michael does when he's not on the radio with us. 427-7784, Michael Greer at Greer, G-R-E-E-R, GreerFinancialGroup.com. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, John. Have a good one.